streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. We got a great guest tonight, got a great book out. And before we bring our guests on tonight, we're going to go to a couple commercials, and then we're going to get the show started. So we'll be right back after that. Stay tuned.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, as promised, we're right back at you. And without further ado, we're going to bring our guest on, and our guest is going to formally introduce himself. So we turn the mic over to you tonight, my friend, and you can formally introduce yourself.
Hello, The Streets Don't Love Me Back, the listeners. My name is Rio Jones. I'm the author of my debut novel, The Ultimate Break, just came out Black Friday from Compton, California. Been cutting hair for about 30 years off and on. I went to prison in 2005. I didn't get really a Dear John letter, but I got a letter from my wife saying, you know, you paying other folks' college kids funds and vacations, and the state is making money off you. How you going to make money off yourself? How you going to market yourself? So I figured out a way to do it and started telling stories on paper, man. It actually came to life now, and it's a book out in every book outlet you can imagine. You know, coming from the streets of Compton, you know what I mean, gangbanging and doing everything under the sun that the society said was wrong, I was making right. And, you know, through trials and tribulations, the experiences that I've had in life, I'm putting them on paper, somewhat purging my mind of them so I can, you know, do something better and get back to the community in a more positive way.
My man. So we appreciate that, my friend. And we want to just say welcome to the show. And I would like to just go back. Let the viewers know, how was your childhood being raised up, and what led up to this great book that's out now?
Well, actually, my childhood was kind of fun, actually. It wasn't, I didn't have no traumatizing childhood. I come from a family of barbers. We was the first black business in Compton, so they were kind of well-to-do. I didn't really want for nothing, but, you know, I had a thirst for the streets because group of cousins that lived in a wild neighborhood in Compton, and I always wanted to be with them. So, you know, whatever they had going on, I wanted to be a part of it. And it was more highs than it was lows in the beginning. So that really turned me on to, you know, to run the streets and do all the things that, you know, you wasn't supposed to do, you know. And the experience of that, you know, I've done a lot of crazy things, you know. One of my main little things was hustling narcotics on the prostitution street in North Long Beach. But, you know, those experiences that I had out there with those women, you know, they got some cold stories out there, you know, and they humans just like us. They just got, you know, drug addictions and other issues that they're not addressing properly. But, you know, it doesn't say that they're not, you know, still people that need assistance to get back on right track and still got families that love them and babies that need them at home and all that. But through you know, those experiences with them, it, you know, I felt the need to write about them and give a different, put a different spotlight on exactly, you know, the trials and tribulations they go through. And some of them are by choice and some of them are by force, you know. So that being said, you know, once the state parked me in a prison system, I had a time to, I had a moment of clarity to sit back and really see how I can contribute different to the streets, you know, as opposed to what I was doing.
Right, right.
So give us a
few examples that opened your eyes up, you know what I mean? Give us something that actually happened in your life that started opening your eyes up that the streets definitely don't love you back.
Well, the highlight and the turning point in my life, I had a cousin, you know, he loved to do drugs and he loved to do crime. He loved to terrorize. He was like the Debo on the east side of Compton. And he did 12 years. He caught a case and they tried to give him life. He ended up doing 12 years. But in that 12 years time, he was a part of the amnesty program or the substance abuse program behind the walls that they have, you know, drug treatment programs. And, you know, he's in the ranks real tough. So the whole 12 years he was down, he was a part of this system of drug rehabilitation. And when he came home, he actually paroled to one of their halfway houses in San Diego. And I don't know what happened from there. He wrote me a letter, you know, saying, hey, man, I'm done with the streets. The streets whooped me to the point of submission, man. I'm done fighting with that gorilla. He won. You know, I tapped out. I'm over here, you know, helping the ones that still lost. And the passion that he wrote that letter, I can actually feel him through the words, and I really believed it to be the truth. And so I wrote him back, you know, in response to the letter, and real heartfelt and, you know, trying to encourage him to keep doing it because, you know, all he knows is drugs in the streets. And I didn't get a response back from the letter. And, you know, I sent it out again. It came back to me, actually. And I sent it out a couple of times again. I called his sister, like, maybe a month later. I'm like, hey, man, what's up with Stein? How come, you know, he ain't responding to my letter? And she was like, boy, Stein is dead. And I was like, what? You know, and to get that information over the phone and, you know, just by me calling instead of them reaching out and letting me know since I was behind them walls saying, hey, you know, your cousin is gone. I got the news kind of messed up. And then when I finally, you know, got the real information that he OD'd in the neighborhood park, it just kind of like flipped me out. I was like, man, you know, all that, you know, he just did 12 years, man, and in drug treatment, you know, facilitating classes and parole to the place and was in the administrative department and still, you know, being an active participant of the recovery system. And, you know, for him to do 12 years and come out 4 months later and be gone from a drug overdose, just kind of like, you know, that was too much of a wake-up call for me. So, you know, I'm trying to turn my setback into an incredible comeback from that, you know, in his honor.
My man, you know, so that right there, man, you know, the listeners, I hope you definitely paying attention to that right there, you know, because we all have a turning point in our life when God gives us that second chance to come back around and let others know that it can happen, you can change, you can do right, and you can overcome, you know. So what I would like to ask you, let the viewers know about where they can get the book at. Let them know a little bit about what you would like for them to get out the book, and let's speak on that.
Okay, well, the book is titled The Ultimate Break by Rio Jones, last name J-O-N-Z, and it can be purchased at Amazon, the Kindle edition, Barnes & Noble's, Nook, Books A Million. I got my own site, theultimatebreak.blogspot.com, where you can get a signed, autographed copy of the book. Everywhere you can buy a book on the internet and in certain bookstores, it'll be in a couple stores in Los Angeles. It'll be in a beauty bar and books in the sloth and swap meet. a sister named Callie Kim. The boss has a beauty accessory store in there, as well as books. And, you know, she shifts to prison, so I'm definitely going to put some books in her store to distribute to, you know, the brothers and sisters behind the walls, as well as the ones that's in the mall shopping. And, but yeah, every Kindle or Nook user can download it right now. And the book is every character in the book is a real person. I hung with these people, and it's, you know, every street hustler in my circle was out for that one lick that got them over the top where they can take that money and say, yeah, I'm going legit now, you know, which never happened. We're just going to reinvest in it until we get busted. But, you know, that's, you know, that was my dream, to get that one lick, you know, and maybe open up a barbershop, you know, or just do whatever to get out of that game. And these prostitutes just happened to stumble across something like that and really put their lives on the line to keep it and then figure out a way to come out of the streets off of the lick, you know?
My man.
Yeah.
So my thing is what advice would you give the youngsters that's trying to live the street life and those who's done lost hope, you know what I mean? What advice should you give them?
My advice to the ones that lost hope is, you know, the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you hold on to your faith, if you hold on to your patience with a little bit of that faith, it's going to carry you to your destination. That's always a window of escape with everything that you do in life, you know. And this book is, you know, there's a message in it that highlights, you know, when you get your opportunity to turn your life around and rebound from the mistake that you made, from the choices that you approved of, you know, then you seize that moment and you don't look back, you know what I'm saying? And in spite of what you see in front of you and don't look at the big picture, just take one piece of it at a time, and before you know it, you'll gain control of yourself again, and you won't, you know, you won't be subjected to the wind being tossed to and fro out there in society. There's always a way of escape.
My man, and I'm definitely glad to hear you say that, my brother, you know. And let them know also about, do you have any other books coming out or any other projects you're working on right now?
Well, absolutely. I got a project I'm working on right now. It's actually a backstory of one of the one of my characters in the book. Her name is Alicia. You know, true story about her life. She's an Air Force military vet. You know, fell in love with a hustler in the streets and felt it was necessary in her mind to be a part of everything that he did in the streets, just to be around him, and ended up to succumbing to the dope and the prostitution world, you know what I mean? And her mother even was so desperate to get her out the streets, she dived off into it to see exactly what her daughter was going through, you know, and before she knew it, they was both swallowed up out there in the world in that drug environment, you know. So, you know, I'm working on her story right now. But I got a follow-up of The Ultimate Breakers. You know, I'm going to keep it lit for a couple of years on them with that one, but, you know, I'm going to do a backstory on Alicia and, you know, just to show the human side of what you think you see when you see somebody in high heels and a skirt that's too high up, you know what I mean, out there on Sunset Boulevard or something.
My man, you know, and I really like that, you know what I mean? I really like the persona that you bring to the table. I really like the message you bring to the table, and we definitely we're looking forward to sitting down with you, talking to you on Friday, getting you involved with the advertising in the magazine, and also you hit a commercial with Donna Buchanan. You know what I mean? That's how your commercial will be as well with your release. So we're just looking forward to working with you and help exhale this book.
Right on. And so I'm just trying to make this turn the one setback into an incredible comeback, you know, Rob? And
yeah.
You know, my mantra is teamwork makes the dream work, man. And I think, myself in a better light, then I can absolutely attract a better team.
Right, right. Well, we appreciate that, my friend, because you definitely done attracted a great marketing team, you know what I mean? And like I said, you know, we sent that package out to you, and you'll receive that package tomorrow. You'll be able to look through everything, and you'll be able to see. And then on the internet as well, you can vibe and see how we market things on the social media. And we're just going to keep pushing and pushing and doing what we need to do, you know what I mean, to make sure all our results is great to the people we deal with.
Right. Right on. I'm all for that. You know,
without a doubt.
Yeah. I'm green in that area. You know, everybody plays their position, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and that's the greatest part of life, you know what I mean? When everybody's on the team and everybody's playing a position, it can't be but one quarterback on the team and the other one on reserve in case we need him, you know what I mean? But, you know, we definitely already got a lineup. You know, everybody know what they need to be doing, and that's what makes the whole machine run, you know, when everybody play their own position. And I thank God for the second chance at me playing my position, and it's my position is helping others, you know what I mean, to a better life and to doing what they need to do. So that's the whole mission, my friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, would love to be a part of that team, not just the one playing on the shadows, you know what I mean, on the outskirts of it. You know, cause
right, without a doubt.
We didn't go through the things in life to keep them to ourselves. We went through these experiences and endured to show if just one get the message, man, don't do what I did. You know,
right.
I got a different avenue for you, right, you know.
Right, and you're doing a great thing, man. And, you know, we just so happy to, you know, be able to sit down with you this coming up Friday and, like I said, moving this thing to a whole nother level, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
What
we're going to do right quick, we're going to go to another commercial right fast, and then we're going to come back with our guest, because tonight – I hope you're listening. He's bringing some great knowledge to the table, and we'll be right back after this commercial. Hold tight.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies, and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. Better way for a new look and be fresh.
You pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom in the mirror with tweezers, just digging at something that's not even there, and you just keep digging and digging and digging, and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. Still kicking in with our great guest tonight, and we're finna bring him back on the line. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
All right.
So I'd just like for you to just let the people know, man, you know, what's going to be happening with you with working with the Streets and Love You Back, and what you are looking to accomplish with Streets and Love You Back.
Well, the Streets Don't Let Me Back, man, is embracing me, you know, like a family member. So, you know, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to sit down Friday and figure out what kind of position I will play, you know, with the organization as well as marketing with the magazine and, you know, being a team player, you know, in promoting, you know, nonviolence, positive thinking, prosperity, and, you know, reconciliation, you know what I mean? I'm all for that, man. My book is real exciting. It's action packed, but it has a deep message in it at every turn, you know what I mean? Like I say, all the characters are new. I mean, all the characters are people that I know, and I also use my mother, my ex-wife, my daughter. So, you know, it's a real message of how you need to stay grounded with your folks. And move as a unit, so you know you don't fall prey to the predators in the streets. And you know if that's what the movement is about, then I want to be a part of that out here with you guys. You know what I mean? And promote this book and promote you know everything positive that's going on around here. And you know just fill in where I need to, man. Like you say, you know, if everybody play their position, man, the machine can flow real smooth. You know, so you know I want to be a part of that, you know. I want everything to run smoothly, you know. I don't want it to run rough like it was back in the days. I want, you know. I see. We'll see what's going on. We're gonna put everything on the table, and I'm just grateful for the invite, you know. But I want to.
Oh, it's all good.
Yeah,
it's definitely all good, my brother. You know, we're gonna bring to the table what we can offer. And then you'll let us know if we can be assistance of helping you take it to the next level, you know?
Right.
Without
a doubt, I want to be a part of, you know, taking the magazine to the next level, you know, bringing in authors from all across the country or, you know, motivational people that's on the setback to a comeback move, you know what I mean? And
Without a doubt.
Right.
So we there, baby, you know what I mean? And like I said, we really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show tonight, you know. Any last words or any shout-outs you would like to give anyone?
Well, I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to my publisher, man. Shout-out to Kenley at AMB Branding and with Isa, Monique. They saw the vision I saw, you know what I mean? They think way outside of the box, man. My team is really, really doing positive things in the streets. You know, they have nonprofit organizations for at-risk kids, and they do giveaways at Christmas time and needy families and families with men behind the walls and all that. So, you know, I just want to really give them a shout-out, man. A&B Brandon, Kenley Publications, man, they behind me 100%, man. And, you know, my whole little Facebook family, man, there's so many of them that vibe with me every day. I just, you know, I'm going to just say Jane and Christina and Arthur is Jamie and So Unique. You know, they all keep encouraging each other. One. And Arthur James, Andre Carter, he's got a thing called Masters of the Grind. He really been teaching me some things on how to, you know, communicate with people in cyberspace. But, you know, I want to thank my girls in Navia for really, really staying behind me because, you know, I could be excitable sometimes, you know, and she humbles me, calm that spirit down, you know what I mean, so I can stay focused on the task at hand, you know. And, you know, my mama's still, yeah, my mama's still kicking, so, you know, Joyce ain't going to keep it lit with me too, you know.
No doubt. That's what's up, my brother. You know, that's what we like to hear. So what we're going to do, man, before we let you go, because we know you're a busy man handling your business, we're going to dedicate this song to you and your camp. It's called Never Give Up. And we see that you didn't give up. You're still bouncing and handling your business. So before we let you go, we're going to dedicate two tracks to you. You know what I mean? This first one is Never Give Up. So we're going to be right back with my main man that we're rolling with tonight. Be right back.
the homies. What's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love
you. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, low ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals. Stay focused on you. Focus your view. Succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home. Never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get. Appreciate what you got. You can always improve. Just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Chance like rolling the dice, it won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it until this very day. I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Just a story that someone has to tell. trying to keep the distance between that hate and that greed.
Murders,
between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need.
Me,
been the rest of mathematics on them all. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Send it back to the block. Big money grip, still hungry for them chips. Don't make me flip. Carry your frame with the diamond chips. I just bought a new whip, can't it paint a double dip? Every day's a hustle, I'm trying to get it, trying to bubble. It's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle.
Stress in my eyes, 15 to 25, yet still I rise. And I'm black and proud.
Proud.
My people say it loud. Walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile. Never let them see you sweat, I bet. The streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking. Shami's out here walking, listening to the music. If you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it. I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive. Adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it.
I
prove it. Showing the world I am a king. Sing to the rhythm, my queen. This is your dream. Man in the building, example for all to see. Life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski.
Keep stroking.
Stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave. Foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. Just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're kicking it with a great author tonight. We're going to go to him right now, and he's going to give you the website where you can go purchase that book right now, and we're going to keep it moving. So, you're back on air, my friend. Yes, you can let them know where to get that book at.
Oh, hello, hello.
Yes, you there?
My bad. Yeah, my bad. Excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can go to Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com and type in my name, Rio Jones. That's RIOJONZ. The book will pop right up. It's for the Kindle download and the paperback as well. You can go to Barnes & Noble and do the same thing. Just type my name in. It'll come right up. Books-A-Million, wherever books are sold. You can even go into Barnes & Noble and ask for the book, The Ultimate Break. If they don't have it on their shelves, they'll get it for you there the next day. You can also get a signed copy from me at theultimatebreak.blogspot.com. Just click on the cover right there to send you directly to me. I'll send you a copy out. You'll get it within 3 to 5 days, autographs or whatever you want inside of it. And, you know, you can follow me, Rio Jones, on Facebook or on Twitter at Rio Jones. And I also have, I'm putting together a website right now, but that's neither here nor there. I got everything up and running right now. I got a blog spot, theultimatebreak.blogspot.com. You can come and chat with me right there. I got something going up every other day from here on out.
My man, you heard that from the man himself. So don't forget, go cop that book tonight. Spread the word to others, and we're going to keep that buzz rolling. We ain't going to stop. We're going to keep it moving, you dig? And I think we got a guest calling in tonight for my man Rio, a special guest. Hold on, my friend.
Okay.
What's up, my good brother? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing out there? What's going on, brother?
We good, man. I told my man we had a special guest, you know. Yeah, Rio, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rio. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed, man. How you doing? What's your name?
That's Les.
Oh, Les. Oh, hey, what's going on,
yeah.
Les?
What's going on,
man? You wait a minute. Hey, my man, he showed up. I'm glad to hear your voice, brother.
Yeah, you too, man. I see what you're doing. Thanks to Raul, he reached out to me. I've been seeing your Facebook, that book looking good, and you know, Raul said you know he called in and want to get you on the radio, but things looking good, man. You're doing good, man. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, Les. You know what I mean? That's part of my team right there, Rob. And Les is my man. You know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met you. So,
oh, ain't no mystery, man. You know, yeah, it's a lot on the flow, my brother. Trust and believe that, man. It's a whole lot on the flow, man. And 2015 coming up is going to be a banger, man, for the whole crew. So, yeah, God put everybody where they need to be when he want them to be there, man. It ain't going to happen no sooner or no later, you know?
That's right.
So, tell me what's going on with this book. So, what's going on? Where we at? Tell me the good news. I see you out there, and you know what's happening.
Well, actually, I just got an approval to do a book signing in $9.99 bookstores out here on Bethany Home Road and 43rd Avenue. He's gonna, okay. We're gonna get together. I'm gonna get together with him after I get together with Rob. And we're going to set up a date so we can promote a book signing right here in Arizona.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about you and Rob to come to my my workplace at local SEO Success because the last time Rick came there and he sold a few books there because you know my coworkers there, you know, they like to read a lot and they're about positivity. So I'd like to invite you guys to come through and have a little guest speak, and I think that'd be good luck, too, as well, you know?
Okay, man. That'll work.
We appreciate
work,
that, my brother, you know?
Yeah, probably, yeah. No doubt, man. That's what I'm saying. We come together.
Yeah, me and Rio are going to meet up on Friday. He's going to come out, and we're going to speak, you know, about him getting all into the magazine and advertising his book, and we're getting him out there strong, you know, with the social media buzz, the radio buzz, the magazine buzz, all in the prison buzz, you know, everywhere buzz, you know. Yeah.
That's
so,
all, yeah.
Yeah.
So You're doing it right. And I want to thank Rob for helping my friends from Loose Cannons. I want to give a shout-out to Loose Cannons. Hey, real man, Rob, man, this guy, he just got everything on lock. I mean, this man, I mean, from feeding the homeless, from helping my biker friends, kids, you know, the toy drive. I mean, guys, just gotta tell you, man, I feel like this is gonna be a good year for all of us, and I just feel blessed, you know, both of y'all, and you know, we just nothing but love, man. Real talk. I just got a good feeling. It's gonna be a good year for everybody. Real talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
God
man. I appreciate that,
man.
Yeah.
Man, not a problem, man. Just real talk, man.
Yeah.
So,
God put everybody there, man, you know, so that's the greatest thing, man. He put everybody what he wanted to be. And we
exactly.
Here, man,
he don't,
you know.
Exactly. He don't put people in your life for no reason. Everything is for a real reason.
For a reason, that's right. Oh,
right.
And I want to tell Rio, and you, Rob, you know, I got that show coming up, and my boy from Hot Lava Entertainment, I want to give a shout-out. We got that show coming up at Club International, so, you know, I'll keep you posted about that, okay? January 22nd, I'm sorry, January 22nd, okay?
All right.
Basically, the NFL players, DJ Drama's going to be there, so we can give a shout-out to, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back, and we'll give a shout-out to you, Rio, with your new book, you know what I mean? I love that cover, by the way.
Right on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're gonna do this.
Oh, we're gonna
that's
make
right,
this happen,
right,
man.
I also posted
up your flyer too, Les. Your wife, she tagged me in it, so I already done posted up on a few of the pages,
appreciate
you feel
that.
Me, with the January event.
Anything else coming up, Les? No, not right now. But yeah, I did enough. I'll have my boy Darnell from Hot Lava call in when you're on your next show, and I'm sure he'd be like to talk to you about some too about what you got going on. And he's got some other good things happening up in Atlanta. So I'm going to plug you on with him, Darnell. He's on there, Lava, and my boy Tony. They're the producers of the show. So they're good people. So I'll have them call in when you have your next show, you know. And I'll
see work.
You from there. Yeah.
That'll work, my brother. So we just want to say we send our love to everybody, you know what I mean? We send our love to Les Wave, his team, and everybody, you know, and we just thanking all our members that we roll with in 150 prisons across the country, fed and state. Much love to my two brothers doing life sentence, Marvell and, you know, Christopher. Much love, man. And we just out here doing this thing major, man, you know. Don't forget, December 23rd, that's the day we give out the toys to the kids. We raise 3,000 toys every year for the kids. So we still out here on the journey. December 22nd is the last day to donate, but we out here major. We have 15 locations. We not playing, and we want to give a big shout-out to everybody that roll with it. There's so many people, I can't call them by name, but all y'all know who y'all is. Much love to everybody, man, you know. And if you ain't got that book, Real Love 2, by author Evangelist Belly Baldus Green, you can get that book off the streetsandloveyouback.com. You can get the Streets and Love You Back book, Never Hit a Woman book. You can get Second Chance Runaway by Donna Buchanan. You can get the Real Rick Ross book, Untold Autobiography. So just log on, man, plenty of books. And don't forget, my main man just did his thing tonight. Real got his book. Tell him what that book is again, Real.
The book is The Ultimate Break, man. It's the incredible heist, man, that everybody in the streets will pay a big price for.
Amen. So don't forget, you know, go cop that too. You feel me? Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, just put his name in. It's a worldwide thing we're doing here, you know. So with that being said and done, Les, you got any last words you want to say, homie?
I just want to say to you, if you need any help picking up toys, I'm there for you. Don't hesitate, you know. So anybody who want to donate toys, just call us in. We'll come to you, pick it up. So I'll just let you know, you know, don't wait the last minute. Let's get this toy drive going, and let's try to pass that 3,000 mark. Let's shoot for the sky's the limits, you know. So I appreciate everybody listening out there. We'll be more than glad to come pick it up, you know, real talk.
My man. And you heard that from my man Les and his team, you know. And we just want to say, man, God is good. And we thank everybody for always tuning in every Wednesday night. And we're going to go out with a song. This song right here we're going to go out with. Since my man Les on the line, we're going to dedicate this song to him and his crew. And this is a song that I recorded back in the day, you know what I mean? I did all the music. I'm doing all the singing. And it's called Balling Out of Control, baby, because that's exactly what we're doing. And I recorded this song in 2004. So it's been 10 years since I actually went in the studio and recorded a studio album, you dig? So here we go, you dig? Yeah. This to the whole team. Be right back
appreciate
at you.
I appreciate it.
Let's fall out of control and go where we need to go. No only way we can go to the top, my people. To the top, my people. There's no way to go but to the top, my friend. We're falling out of control, my people. We're falling out of control. And tell me, do you wanna ball, my people? Falling out of control. Do what you need to do. Be what you need to be. Ball out of control in here where you need to be. But ball out of control for real. Ball out of control and do the best for things for real. Ball out of control, my friend. All out of control. Let's get to the finish line, go. But all out of control. I'm falling out of control. I'm going to where I need to be, my people. I'm doing the things I should. If you're going with me, my people, we got a ball out of control. Gotta take it to the top, my people.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the hottest show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back. That's a tune of mine that I recorded in 2004, and we're still balling out of control 10 years later in 2014. So don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. We do this thing major, and we do it for real. We out here. So we're going to go back to my man Les, and then we're going to go back to my man Rio and give him the last word, and then we're going to depart for the night. All right, what it is, Les?
I really like that. I like what I heard. You had a little jazz. I like that. You never see so amazing. I tell you, man. You gotta meet this guy in real life. This guy is a jack of all trades. I tell you. And now you got a real team. I mean, like I said, fellas, you know, to everybody out there, it's gonna be a great year. And I just want to give a shout out again to my fam in Hawaii and my people inside doing time. But we all here. We don't forget nobody. And people out there on the streets, that's cold. You know, we say our prayers for y'all. And, you know, just keep your head up in one way or another, man. You'll get through it. Just got to believe and keep pushing. You know, real talk.
My man.
Real talk.
My man. We appreciate that, man. So we're going to bring Rio on. And we send much love your way, man, and the family over there. Tell your queen we said hello. Last thing, we're going to keep it moving. And
okay.
I'm going to go to your man. And we're going to close the show out, you know? So we'll be right back. Hey, Rio, back at you.
Hey, man. You know, I just want to give a big shout-out to Les and Aria and Gentry Entertainment, man, you know, for doing the things that they do with the promotion and with helping you with the homeless, giving out food and picking up toys and all that, man. I love that brother right there, you know. I met him, man, and we connected, man. It's like we've been knowing each other over 20 years, you know. And he treats me just like a brother, you know what I'm saying? You know, all the brothers that I done did time with, man, behind them walls in California, man, you know, man. My nickname is Redbone. That's what they know me as, behind them walls, man. But that's not me no more because I done did something different, man. But I just want to let them know I made it, you know. And I'm still out here, man. I'm not struggling. I'm out here living, you know what I'm saying? I'm not looking over my shoulders no more because, you know, once you do make that decision, man, to do the right thing, you don't have to look over your shoulders no more because, you know,
at
you got
a
hedge of protection. Yeah, you ain't got to do it, man. You got a hedge of protection around you, you know, and you know, big shout out to you, Rob, man, for putting me on the spot like that, and, you know, in such a short notice, man. I appreciate the love and support, man. I'm supporting everything that the streets don't let you back doing, man, anytime, any place, man. Just give me a call and we on.
Hey, man, we really appreciate that, man, and I just want to tell the world we really appreciate you for reaching out, and we're going to make this thing keep going major. I want to give a big shout-out to my homeboy, Hip Hop. I want to give a big shout-out to D-Love and John, my homeboys. You dig at the Cobra Magazine. We rolling. We doing this thing once again major, and just want to give a big shout-out to everybody, man, that roll with us, you know, because there's so many people. I can't even call everybody name, but everybody know what it is, man. You know, we're going to keep helping these kids. We're going to keep educating them to a better life. and we're going to keep just doing it major, man, where God gave us that second chance. So with that being said, we out. Peace and love. Take care. Until next time, always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. Peace and love, and much love to my beautiful wife and queen that always been down from day one. She's resting tonight, but she's the one that moved the big red machine with me. So peace and love, everybody. See you next time.
The money, the rise to power, violence, gangs, drugs, death, self-destruction, prison. The true life story of Detroit kingpin Rob Boyd, a must-read book. This book will be available online, worldwide, to order at thestreetsdontloveyouback.name.com, at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, indiebound.org, and borders.com. Also available in Detroit at Harlem World Books and Videos and at Human Bookstore on Frederick Douglass Boulevard. It's everywhere, so go ahead and order your autographed copy today. The streets don't love you back.